Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Robert Hannon. The Alaska Railroad will be the first to transport liquefied natural gas by rail in the United States. The Alaska Railroad Corporation was granted permission by the Federal Railroad Administration to move LNG last year. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, testing is slated to start next week.
Alaska Railroad spokesman Tim Sullivan says the corporation plans to begin LNG demonstration shipments September 27th.
Moving LNG from South Central into interior Alaska, into Fairbanks.
Sullivan says LNG containers are on loan to the railroad for testing.
The technology is what they've been using overseas in Japan and other places for a number of years. The LNG ISO containers are easily transportable. They can go on flatbed trucks. They can go on flat cars on trains, and so we'll be moving them that way. We got two of the tanks that were donated by Hitachi AW Cryo out of Vancouver, and we'll be using those for the test project.
Sullivan says 8 runs are planned over 4 weeks to assess the potential.
We don't know exactly how big this is going to be or how small it will be, but first we've got to get through the demonstration project to see how efficiently we can do it and what that could mean to us.
The LNG will come from a Cook Inlet Point McKenzie processing plant and be delivered to Fairbanks Natural Gas, FNG, and the North Star Borough's Interior Gas Utility are part of the state's Interior Energy Project. And IGU project manager David Pruzak says he's optimistic about rail transport.
Potential to greatly reduce transportation costs with getting the LNG here.
Pruzak says reducing transportation costs is one of the keys to meeting the primary goal of the Interior Energy Project.
The delivery of gas at $15 an MCF to the meter.
That's the equivalent of $2 a gallon heating oil for Fairbanks area customers. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
The University of Alaska Fairbanks police are warning people on campus to exercise caution following 2 recent attacks on women joggers. The first took place a week ago when a woman was crossing the Fairbanks Street bridge towards West Valley High School. She reported a man ran up to her, grabbed her buttocks, then ran east through the West Valley parking lot and disappeared from sight. The assailant is described as white, in his late teens or early 20s, with dirty blonde hair. He was wearing dark shorts and a dark blue hooded sweatshirt. Then last Thursday around 10 at night, a woman jogging south on the bike path along Farmers Loop Road was chased by a man wearing a dark hooded sweatshirt and long pants. The woman outran the suspect and returned to a residence hall where she reported the incident. UAF police are asking anyone with information to contact the department. A member of the Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board is asking to change the name of an elementary school named after a convicted pedophile. School Board Vice President Mike O'Brien says when he ran for office, several people told him about the man Badger Road Elementary is named after, Harry M. Badger. They said Badger had molested a 10-year-old girl. O'Brien says at first he had his doubts and dug into the history.
He was a prominent person, so when he was accused of raping a 10-year-old girl when he was 46, it was big news in Fairbanks. Although town came out for a big trial, he immediately admitted to all the charges against him.
That happened 100 years ago. O'Brien says Badger's defense attorney at the time sought out a French expert who explained pedophilia was a mental disorder and couldn't be helped. The prosecutor was Badger's friend who didn't want to see him in jail. O'Brien says Judge Charles Bunnell, the future president of the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines, handed down a sentence of 6 months in jail.
And folks in Fairbanks were outraged. There were editorials in the newspaper. In fact, another man, an Alaska Native man, sentenced at the same time for the same crime, got a sentence of 10 years in jail.
O'Brien says once Badger served his time, he was back in Fairbanks and returned to being a prominent and respected member of the community. Columnist and author Dermot Cole has written several books on Fairbanks. He says in 1983, when the school board took up naming the new elementary school after Badger, someone brought his history to its attention.
The board decided rather than change the idea of naming the school after Badger, they would name the school after Badger Road, which always struck me as the distinction without a difference because the road is named for Harry Badger.
Now board member Mike O'Brien says it's time to hold a conversation. Whatever virtues Badger may have had, he says, it's inappropriate to have a convicted pedophile's name on an elementary school.
Obviously, this isn't a problem that went away in 1916. Echoes of sexual abuse are heard still today. It remains a problem in Alaska. So it's a conversation, I think, that's worth having.
The school board will take up O'Brien's suggestion at a work session tonight. His research is online at the school district's website. A lawsuit seeking to maintain full permanent fund dividends this year was filed Friday, and Governor Bill Walker has blasted the arguments in the lawsuit. APRN and KTOO report Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski and two retired lawmakers, Clem Tillian and Rick Halford, filed the lawsuit. They want to reverse Walker's veto of roughly $670 million in dividend funds. The veto cut the dividends in half from a projection of more than $2,000 to about $1,000. Walker says Willikowski failed to work toward a solution. He noted the lawsuit was filed 8 weeks ahead of an election Willikowski hopes to win.
I'm disappointed, though, in the lawsuit. There's no question about that. When we're at a time when we all need to be sort of working in the same direction to address the fiscal gap, $4 billion gap, I would hope we were all working in that same forward direction.
Walker says the state can't rely on rising oil prices to close the $4 billion fiscal gap.
Alaska's not been here before. You know, in prior times when we had downturn in the price of oil, the throughput of the oil pipeline was over 2 million barrels a day. We're under 500,000 barrels a day right now.
Willikowski says the state should eliminate oil and gas tax credits first, and he says the legislature should pass other changes to close the fiscal gap.
You know, disappointed to see him taking the low road on this, but, you know, I understand he's frustrated, and we're all frustrated. I can't tell you how many times I advised him to take different courses of action.
Andy says the legislature should pass other changes to close the fiscal gap. Walker says the lawsuit will stretch into next year. It's unlikely to be resolved before dividends are sent October 6. I'm Robert Hannon.